Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Yeah, this is ATAZ. Wait a minute, we got some feedback. You got the show on the computer?
No.
Wait a minute.
I hear the feedback.
I don't know why we got the feedback.
Oh, I see why.
Here we go.
That ought to be it. You hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you very clearly.
Thank God.
I know, because that was like, anyway.
That was all in the background. this is only 30 minutes, only on Sundays. I got E on the line. And
hey, everybody.
It's just me and you so far. I mean, you know, black people, but we're going to start. Okay, the first thing, the March for Our Lives. Your opinion, E, on how that thing went down yesterday?
You know, it was phenomenal. I feel like, as a woman of a certain age, I think that if those young people can collectively come together and do that, we're going to be all right. I mean, I felt really good being a witness to the media reporting positive things that these children are doing. So often they want the horrible stories, they want the bad stories, they think those are the stories that make news. But yesterday was just, it was just phenomenal across the board, and I'm glad that I was alive to bear witness to it.
Well, it was inspiring to see articulate kids actually talking with, you know, I mean, that was the amazing part. They had all the speeches together. They stuck to the subject, and the subject being gun control, the demands that they wanted, the age limit. They named two politicians, of course, Trump and Marco Rubio.
And, you know, it wasn't, their demands weren't outrageous. They were very realistic demands.
Yeah, you could tell they did their homework on the subject.
Correct.
And the people that were from Chicago, California, all the other people, all the other kids from around, I was impressed with everybody that was on stage, the 11-year-old girl, Dr.
Yeah.
King's granddaughter. I was impressed with everybody that was on stage. They were showing each other love. The most powerful speech was Emma Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Her silence tilted. It spoke more than anything
yeah.
else.
It spoke volume silently.
Yeah. And I kind of got what she was doing. But I thought she was going to stay 17 minutes, a minute for each person that got killed. But she was talking about
right.
the time, the 6 minutes and 20 seconds of time that the gunman took to kill
correct.
Those 17 students and injure 17 others. But I thought that was amazing. I did like her, and I had left out in the middle of it, went to the store, and came back. I'm like, it was still on, and I'm like, did I miss her talking? You know, I wanted to see her. And I wanted to see that girl. Her last name is Liz? 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 I can't think of her name because she's blonde with glasses, long hair. I love her because she was the one
yes.
that said, don't give me a breadcrumb.
Exactly.
We want.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love her. Every time I hear her talk, I be going, ooh, I like her. What's her name? Her
yeah.
name is Delaney Tarf. That's her name.
Right.
I love that girl. she speaks very well too.
Correct.
Along with David Hogg, of course. He sounds like a politician almost. And they all
correct.
Do kind of, but I wish they all ran. I wish they all, you know, somebody got to stay in Florida, get that state, and everybody else got to move to a different state so they can get that state. Because all the kids from Florida, they need to run for some certain positions in Florida. But they also, I would love to see them run in all different states so we can get this thing
correct.
Together. Because it shows a lot of hope. A lot of inspiration, and there was a couple of times I teared up, especially during Emma's speech.
I was over here.
It was emotional.
Big back to
the yeah.
Brand new tissue.
Now, what do you feel about Josh Kushner, who is Kushner's brother? Jared's brother. He donated 50 G's to the march, and he marched. How do you feel about that? It was in the Huffington Post this morning. They're kind of
I know. I know. I'm weary, T. I'm just weary. Like, really?
You think he's a spy?
Yes.
I thought that too. But man, he gave 50 G's. 50 G's now. Hey. He got to get credit somewhere
that's
for that.
50 G's is to get off my butt. That's payment for please get off my butt.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's Josh. That ain't it. That's not Jared. It's not Jared. It's his brother.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Right?
It's
I'm just saying.
For deflection. It's deflection, though, babe.
Well, they could deflect me with 50 G's anytime.
Yeah, they can flex some of that over here, but...
Yeah, because I mean, I guess it would help for some of the kids getting up there. I mean, I'm sure that's what they use most of the money for, travel for some of the kids that was across the United States. Also, what do you think about the Patriots owner loaning their plane, their charter plane, to the kids down in Florida to fly?
Didn't you think? I thought that was very odd. Admirable, but odd. I thought it was calculated, you know. For every action, there's a reaction. I was thinking about, okay, so now what's in it for him? Because to me, and I could be wrong as two left shoes, he doesn't appear to be somebody who's that altruistic. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, he's
I just think
with
that exactly. So we know he's not that altruistic. So, you know, there had to be some type of benefit that he gleaned from doing that, whether it's him or not.
I'm going to tell you what, I think maybe he did it for real, though, because not everybody that's on the side of Trump want to see him getting shot. Am I right? Not everybody. Not everybody.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you got the wrong view, but at least your heart in the right place in this fight. You know what I mean? Don't want to see kids getting shot in school.
But is it? I just think that it's... I think it was a calculated move. I don't think he had good intentions. I think he really thought this out. Okay, so if I do this, how can I best benefit XYZ? So... I don't know. I'm glad that he did, but I don't think the ends justified the means. Or that the means is going to justify the end.
Now, one thing I can almost say after listening to all these kids talk, all the interviews they did, because I was really on it, I do believe they said it just like they said. They didn't want nobody giving no money to them. Not for anything, you know, personally giving them money so they can pocket and benefit from it. They didn't want no grown-ups, no adults talking. And they didn't have nobody. Because different congressmen offered, you know, to speak at it, and they turned them down.
Right.
So I'm thinking that, you know, they're they're legit so far. Hopefully they stay on point, stay true, and fight for the right thing. That's all we want, is the right thing. Anybody with, like you said, two left shoes can see which one is right. I need to
now, sometimes you just right. Take them both off and throw them both away.
Yeah, because it's just crazy. It won't like
you can't go to the, you can't go to the shoe store and say, I just need a right shoe in this. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I'm just saying the kids, I'm sure they're going to stay. My hope is for them to stay on the right and narrow. Don't get sidetracked by any of this craziness, because there's going to be people coming at them. You already know.
Oh, for sure.
And, I watched Van Jones' show. He had some of the marchers on. And he had the two black guys that looked like they were football players, but they were in high school. I think they were from, were they from Chicago, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the Chicago, yeah.
They were sitting down on the stage, and the one girl that threw up, remember she said she threw up and then I felt so good.
Yeah.
She was sitting there, and he said, how do you feel about they want to get more, you know, they want to get more shine than you, you know? Well, I mean, it was based upon what if they get more shine than you do during your talk. And she was like, it's not about me accepting anything, you know, for myself. It's about getting the word out. And that's all we're about.
Correct.
And me and him have become friends since this. And real good friends. They hugged each other on stage, and you know what I'm saying? It was just like the part when kids love the kids from Chicago just like the Chicago kids love them for giving them the opportunity and the voice. And that's all it was about. The next subject I got. You know what I'm getting ready to say. Stormy Daniels.
Huh?
It's coming on
tonight. My girl. I got the popcorn ready.
people been texting me on Facebook talking about, I got snacks, drinks. I'm like, really?
Yes, Lord.
This is like watching the Super Bowl, really? I'm tripping. And I know she ain't going to take up all 60 minutes.
Mm-mm.
Y'all killing me. So, what is your opinion on this, Stormy? What is she going to say?
She about to knock it out the box, Rick. Knock it out, Rick. She about to knock it all the way. I'm telling you. She about to have as many viewers as Black Panther. Watch.
You're right about that.
Serious. I'm so serious. People are like, they like, hey, you watching Stormy tonight? Like, it's the Oscars or something. I want to know if somebody gonna ask her the question, why? What could make you? I don't know.
Well,
I could be bought, but hell no, Tim.
Anderson Cooper is the one who's interviewing him. And he interviewed Karen McDougal, that's her name. He interviewed her midweek this week. And she said she thought he was good looking. And I was riding the bike, and I heard her say that when I was riding the bike at the gym. I looked up and went, she don't wear glasses. But I guess this happened a few years back, like 2006, man.
I wouldn't care if it was 1990. He didn't look good to me.
But that's what she said. He looked good. Then she said she kind of fell in love with him. Now, she was a playmate.
Correct.
Stormy was straight up a porn star, so I'm sure.
Correct.
She had no feeling. She was a whole fashion.
Yeah, she was a whole professional. Yeah.
Yeah, no one's playing. So she ought to be all right with it. I ain't falling in love with this joker. It's a few million, that's all. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about
the gonna break me off a little something.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And I'm out.
And then when she got 135, that ain't enough. But I don't think that was it either. She got bullied into being quiet.
Correct.
So with them saying when it was paid and time, like I guess 8 days before the election, that violated campaign rules. So Trump is caught in between the middle of this one. Because if he try to pursue it, he's going to have to disclose his information. He don't want to do that. It'd be all on the table.
I know. He in front of the TV with them little fingers ready to press the Twitter wars, you know, his rebuttals.
But you know they ain't going to give it all away.
Mm-mm.
Because Duke tweeted out that DVD CD. You seen that,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. When I seen that, I went, oh, Lord.
Exactly.
You know how the old church mothers be ready to pray for you?
Like, Lord.
I guess I got to lay hands on
you. Lord. Like off of glory.
Mm-hmm. They pulled up all those earls that been prayed over so they can put some earl on your head. The next question, McMasters is out.
Yes, he is.
Lawyer John Dodd, he walked out.
Yep.
And this dude named John Bolton, that looked like Yosemite Sam with the whisk broom hair on his lips for a mustache. What do you think about this cat?
All I'm going to say is domino. Domino, domino. They are dropping like bones. Do you hear me?
But what do you think?
And Yosemite Sam better not
over
Yosemite Sam better not unpack.
he might be gone. I don't know.
He need to stay packed for at least 6 months.
Just in case.
Would
you want to put in the
order? 6 months work anniversary.
Go on. What'd you say?
I said his 6 month work anniversary, he can start unpacking them boxes.
So you talking about almost close to the end of the year, almost.
Almost. That's a Christmas present. You get to unpack.
Yeah, about September or October.
Mm-hmm.
Now my question is, would you want him to be in the army if he was in? Because they say he a warmonger. He a hawk.
No. No. He look crazy for real.
They said he wanted to do was have a little talk so they could get to the bomb with Korea.
Of course. He looked like that dude.
It seems to me that Trump picks everybody that's not qualified for the position they
of
in.
Of course. He don't qualify.
I ain't thinking about it that way. He don't qualify.
So how you gonna put somebody in charge more qualified than you?
Yeah. Well, hey, what do you think about your boy Ben Carson sweeping his wife under the rug?
Didn't we take his black card?
That's what you said last year.
We took his black card. I don't even think about Ben Carson. He's not black no more.
Okay, the judge shut down Trump's immunity plea from Summer Zervos suing him for defamation. Do you think she's gonna make some noise too? Now that Karen McDougal, Stormy Tonight Do you think Summer is going? Because she's got that one lawyer. I forgot her name. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, it's
the lady. The lady that the lady that's going against Bill Cosby right now too.
Correct.
Yeah.
And since it's not really working with her in the Bill Cosby situation, I just think that the fat lady is clearing her throat. Because I think it's coming. I think it's coming down the pike. They're just trying to build their strategy, see what's going to happen tonight, you know, see how the chips going to fall, and then throw they stuff in the ring. So if she does not tell, if she does not speak, they've offered her a whole lot of money with a whole lot of zeros behind it.
You talking about Stormy?
No, the other
one. Oh, okay. Her name is Summer Zero Zorro.
Summer, yeah. Summer. Yeah. If she don't talk, he's been paid very well.
Yeah, because that's what's going to have to happen. It's just yep. All this down. But see, if he pay her, then all them other 17 others. Am I right? He ain't only going to have to pay her. He's going to have to pay everybody. Hey,
everybody.
I would suggest you come out and say he did you too.
I might as well. Come on now.
He might well. We know he join the party.
We know he don't get down with the Brown for real, talk about it, so.
Yeah, I don't know. He was with Omarosa, wasn't he?
And look what happened to her.
Yeah, she on them streets.
Yeah, she got the boot, like the scene off a Diary of a Mad Black Woman. She was left kicking and screaming. So.
Now, you know what was crazy to me? When she was gone, it really didn't hit me until, I guess, a couple of weeks. I knew she was gone, you know, but it really didn't hit me until when they had a press conference and April Ryan had a question that I thought about. Man,
right.
Omarosa had a fight with April Ryan when they, and April, she
yep.
asked the question.
Yep.
Yeah.
How now, Brown? Yep.
Yeah. Okay, this is another question. What makes you upset about this administration the most?
Mm.
I know there's a whole lot of stuff you can say.
What makes me upset the most is what we just scratched the surface of saying earlier, that nobody from the commander-in-chief on down is qualified to be there. And that's very frustrating, and it's very disheartening. And it scares me to think that us as an American society is the reason for it. We don't have anybody to blame for this but ourselves. Not even Russia could do this if we didn't give them the tools to do this. And so while the rest of the organized free countries are laughing at us hysterically, you know, we did it to ourselves. And that's very sad and frustrating for me. What about you, Steve?
I think I'm gonna tell you there's a reason for this administration being in power, and it's because there's a lot of people that didn't vote. Thank you.
Oh, for sure. Like you said, we did it to ourselves.
Yeah, I'm just giving the reason that really made me mad. The people that didn't vote, the third party candidate, Johnson and that lady, I forgot her name. I know who it was. She was with the Green Party. I forget her name, but Johnson was the other third party, and people actually voted for them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how can you waste the vote knowing they wasn't going to win at all? And then some of them Bernie fans, they were the most ignorant. They wrote Bernie.
Oh, yes. Team Burn. The Bernsters? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God. They were almost fanatical, weren't they? Talk about it. Hillary and the uranium. I'm like, dude, that ain't even true.
Yeah.
How are you... How is your mind fit? And I mean, they're whitewashed just like the Trump supporters. They might as well have voted for Trump. That's what I told them. So it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm the most upset about it. And my last thing, Obama's in talks about having a show on Netflix. Did you read that?
I did.
What do you think about that? I mean, and also he said today.
I don't know.
It's not going to be him. It's not going to be him. It's going to be other people. It'll be his show. It'll just be other people, different guests.
Oh,
everywhere.
Okay. So I misunderstood. Because when I read
it,
I was like,
it was gonna just be him.
Like, no, Barack, please don't do it. Don't reduce yourself, you know?
No, they're going to present other people.
That might be a good
him
thing.
And his wife. Yeah. Okay.
I think that could be a good thing. But why Netflix? So if I don't have Netflix, I don't get to watch it? Like, that's a big boo.
That's right. You guys won't get Netflix.
I guess so.
It's all about how you watch TV. You can get a Fire Stick here. You can get a Netflix Fire Stick and watch it on your computer. I mean, if you got internet, you got them all. You just got to pay for them.
Oh, okay.
You got Hulu, you got everything. I mean, you got to pay for it.
Then that might be a good thing, T.
Yeah, I thought it would be too. Because he said today that he wants to influence a million other young Barack Obama. Especially after watching the... March for Our Lives.
Right.
And they got this thing so planned, because David Hogg said the next big day is, I think it's April 20th when they're going to walk out for the students at the one in Denver, Colorado.
Not Columbine.
Yeah, Columbine. That's the anniversary.
Because it's the 20th anniversary, right?
Yeah. That's why. It's on April 20th.
Right.
Yeah, so they said that, and they got voter registrations going on in every state. It's going to be a big push to vote these fools out of office. And it's so apropos for the song that I wrote, like, in 2013, Vote These People Out.
Yeah.
I wrote that song a long time ago. Then I also wrote in 2013, we need to abolish the NRA. I put that on Facebook, and one of my memories came up, and I said, oh, yeah, I remember I wrote this a long time ago. So that is it for me. I went through all my stuff. We didn't talk about Tillerson.
We had a wonderful dialogue.
You mean no virtual online fist fight?
No virtual fist fight. Yeah, I don't need a virtual hug, but I can always use one. You know, I can go, I can leave here feeling all warm and fuzzy inside, back into the peace and harmony of my life. I'm not all anxious and on the edge.
Come on now, y'all don't like Roy. Roy is what makes the show in here. This is why everybody listens for Roy to be agitating everybody in the room.
Well, I'm glad that my soul wasn't irritated today. And I miss my sidekick, Be Lovely. And I miss Roy. Roy, if you're listening, if you're not feeling well, feel better. And hopefully I'll get to banter with you next week.
Well, thank you.
Banter, you like that? Banter. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We banter.
Thank you, E, for being happy today. And I will give the report to Donna. She did not say, oh my God, not even once.
I know.
Because you said about 80 times last week. Oh my God. Oh, and I you know, over Roy talking. Over Roy talking, I had to listen to see if it was oh my God.
Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
When you hear that music, that means we out. Later on, E, thanks for calling. Peace.
Okay.